it's a story that kind of captures a sort of crossroads moment that I think a lot of young people experience coming out of education, when young people are faced with that decision as to whether they continue their education, whether they fully step into the adult world of the workplace, and what shape that might take. So for me, it was a very kind of relatable experience that Kids in Love was capturing, and I wanted to be part of something that accessible.
Is that something you've had to do? Have you had to make those decisions, you know, going down the acting career or going to uni? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I found myself right around the time that Jack is in the movie, at about 18 years old, having to make that decision, you know, trying to work out, you know, logistically whether an acting career was a feasible, you know, way to live, or whether I had to continue my education. And it was a difficult kind of pivot point in my life, but I was lucky that I had a supportive family and you know, a great network of friends around me, and not everyone has that. So.
Well, it's kind of paying off, because you've had quite a year so far just looking at The Revenant as well. You know, you've done really well.
Thank you. Well, that's kind. I feel very grateful to be involved in The Revenant, as I do Kids in Love, to be involved in a kind of range of movies and something, you know, that is very different from the previous thing I've done.
What's it been like for you working with these kind of iconic actors, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, Pitt, you know, are you learning from these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard not to, you know, feel like you're gaining some experience or improving just by observing them at work, and they really kind of, you know, set an example with their actions on set. And it's all the more comforting to see guys, you know, at that level also be just such great human beings as well, you know, and you know, be such good advocates, you know, offset.